living with urbanism can say it's not as easy as my other colleagues feel. Because even growing up, now I'm a lady, as a mother. You know, you face so many challenges. Being a mother, the marriage life, at first they may not accept you. Moreover, raising the kids, it needs to be someone who is self-employed, financially stable. So, you know, with the condition now, jobs are not easily found. So it's even hard for us to get employment with our condition. So living with urbanism as a mother is not easy. Nothing I can say is easy. Moreover, I think there is need for people to be made aware, to be more conscientized about urbanism.
What health challenges would you say you have faced living with urbanism?
The health part is the most dangerous part, I can say. Because now I'm 39 years. So I can say I have major ops which I'm also for. So really, it needs someone who supports you financially. Because all the operations that we undergo, they need money. Moreover, health-wise, it's not easy to live without those sunscreen lotions. And they are very expensive to get from the pharmacies. So it's not easy, even for someone who is living in the rural, remote areas, there is excessive exposure to the sun. As a result, the skin will be damaged. So there is need for us to have regular checkups, of which it's not easy to have those regular checkups because in the local clinics, they don't have anything to give us. Give a paint, what they say is to treat wounds doesn't cater for us. So in the general hospitals, for one to be able to get on the list, there is need to wait for more than 6 months because there is a long backlog to wait on the queue, so that we end up people having some wounds which are really pathetic. One may think in Shona, Rengera Wora, of which that would be bad. So health-wise, it's not easy. But we thank God there is one doctor who had assisted me so far. For me not to have those major ops again, maybe because I was supposed to have another one on the cheek recently, but I had the treatment of having to be sprayed on the wound, killing the cancerous cells, of which is a very expensive treatment, so it's not easy. The treatment was for free. He is offering free treatment to all albinos in Zimbabwe. It's Dr. Mtangadura.
There's also the issue of having problems with the eyes. What have you noticed in your day-to-day living with albinism?
It's not really easy, even in the scorching sun, to open the eyes. It will be hard for you to see clearly because it seems as if the sun is inside the eye. So I think if they could afford us also those spectacles, like to the local hospital, like Ambuyanihanda, if they could especially consider albinos, especially the school-going age. So I think if the government would also assist access spectacles for school-going children, I think if they could say for the children under 12, was the time they will reach A-level, they could have access to spectacles. So I think if they could make it a policy also to afford us with spectacles, that would be good for us.